Welcome to LBIC's experience of Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina is simply a guided meditation on a particular passage of Scripture. Before each reading of the Scripture, you will be given something to pay attention to. The objective is not to study the Scripture, but to listen and be attentive to what the Holy Spirit might be saying. Whatever the Spirit might say to us should draw us closer to the person of Jesus, who is God in the flesh. We welcome you to today's Lectio experience.
This reading comes from Psalm 25, verses 1 through 7. The same text will be read three times. Before each reading, there will be some simple instructions to guide your interaction with the reading. After each reading, there will be a time of silence to give you space to be attentive to how the Holy Spirit may be speaking to you. This first reading is simply a plain reading of the text. This will give you an opportunity to remind yourself that you are in God's presence, right now, where you are. It is a chance simply to hear the Scripture. A reading from Psalm 25, verses 1 through 7. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame. But they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. During the second reading, pay attention to a word or phrase you feel drawn to. Psalm 25, verses 1 through 7. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. During this final reading, listen for the invitation of God. What is God inviting you into? What is God inviting you to receive? Is there a particular way God is inviting you to respond? Psalm 25, verses 1 through 7. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Now take a few moments to journal a few words or sentences about your experience with God in this time.